Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Increasing cloudiness tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms, a low of 64. Full forecast details are coming up. Another one bites the dust. The words of Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroot after the board deadlocked 3-3 on his latest attempt to appoint someone to the vacant trustee position. DeGroot nominated recently retired South Shore Division Chief Mark Pierce. Chief Robert Stedman said he felt Pierce would make an excellent trustee despite his lack of political experience. DeGroot noted Pierce's involvement in the community.
And he's a straight shooter. Not only was good at his job, but he also got involved at the committee level as well. And I just happen to think he'd be an excellent fit for trustee seat number 5.
The only other comment came from trustee Ken Atwaska, who would only say he couldn't support Pierce at this time. The nomination died on a tie vote. The position has been vacant since DeGroot resigned after being elected village president in April. Gateway Technical College has been awarded an $80,000 grant by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to support the LaunchBox Growth Accelerator Program. The grant will help 10 area entrepreneurial teams start to grow their business by allowing Gateway to conduct 2 LaunchBox classes with 5 teams each, one this fall and one in the spring. This is the third grant awarded to Gateway by WEDC. According to a news release, all 14 companies that have participated in the program so far remain active and together have raised nearly $300,000 and generated more than $200,000 in sales revenues. The city of Racine is looking to extend the benefit of tax incremental District 8 for the State Street area beyond its normal existence to benefit affordable housing programs and development efforts around the community. During the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting, City Development Director Amy Connolly explained the increment from TIF 8 can be part of a unique opportunity. She indicated the one-year extension can do some good with the affordable housing effort a couple of different ways.
We believe that the amount of tax increment created would be about $625,000, and that we would use that for 2 different programs, one being a homeowner housing development within our NRSA area. That's sort of the neighborhood surrounding Uptown. And we would also use it for homeowner code compliance grants, which are 2 programs which we currently do within our organization, but we would use more funding to do more projects.
While state law does not require other affected tax incremental financing jurisdictions be notified of the extension, Connolly said they'll get word out ahead of the Common Council vote next week. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee meets at 5:30 this evening at City Hall, and for the first time in almost 2 months, will not start with public hearings on street improvements.
The agenda does include a change order for the contract on the new outdoor stage at Festival Hall for another $10,250,000. That would make the project cost just over $250,000. Revisiting the recommendation to continue with John's disposal service for the city's recyclables. At issue, the duration of the deal. There's to be an update from DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen on the upcoming changes with solid and bulky waste collection once the cart system is implemented. And there's a request now for a roundabout at Durand Avenue and South Memorial Drive as the city's preferred alternative in reconstructing that portion of the roadway. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The oldest operating velodrome in the country is officially back in business, even though two-wheeled activity had been taking place prior to last night's grand reopening ceremony. Longtime racer Joseph Worwee was given the honor of cutting the ribbon on the track, which was originally built at Washington Park in 1927. It recently underwent a major facelift. That work was not completed satisfactorily, which led to legal discussions and a deal to make the needed repairs, but a lost 2016 season. Now the Kenosha Velodrome is back and celebrating 90 years. 46 state legislators, including all of the Democratic lawmakers from Racine and Kenosha counties, have signed a letter to Governor Walker urging him to have Wisconsin join the U.S. Climate Alliance and commit the state to developing and implementing a state-based plan to fight climate change and create green jobs. In a joint statement, the authors of the letter, Representatives Dave Bowen of Milwaukee and Jill Billings of La Crosse, and Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee, say, quote, "The scientific evidence that human activity is significantly contributing to climate change is conclusive, and President Trump's rejection of fact, science, and the Paris Climate Agreement is an act that endangers every American." Among those signing the letter are Representatives Corey Mason of Racine and Todd Onstad and Peter Barca of Kenosha and State Senator Bob Wirch. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.